This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get into what he's working with today. Bernie, let's ask you, if you hit 50 years of age, are you in your 50s or is 51 in your 50s?
No, I think 50 is in your 50s. Unfortunately, man.
Oh, Bernie, work with me, man.
Actually, it's September 13th.
There you go. Well, there you go. How you doing, Bernie? Welcome aboard Taz and the Moose. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning. How's everything going, all right?
Everything's going great, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you got it. We'll get into a lot of things to get into with you, and transition. Let's start there, Bernie. How difficult was it for you to transition from great baseball player, New York marketplace, tremendous postseason performer? You've always been a musician, to then having that be able to fill that desire and everything you got from being a professional athlete?
I'm glad you asked that. I mean, I am very happy that I, was exposed to music and arts at a very young stage in my life when I was a little kid. And I sort of gravitated towards it when I was done with playing baseball. I mean, I had to do both kind of like at the same time growing up. And I developed a certain love and affinity for both sports and music as well. But unfortunately, the sports part, you can't only do it for so long. I was very blessed to have the opportunity to sort of segue into music after playing. But there's always a period of time, it doesn't matter how good you got things after playing, that you actually sort of grieve not being able to play baseball. At least that was in my particular case. You know, I spent probably good part of maybe 2.5, maybe 3 years trying to, you know, cope with the fact that I was not I was not going to be a Major League Baseball player anymore, and I had to find something else to do. You know, at 37, you're still fairly young, so, still hopefully a lot of life ahead of you. So that was probably one of the biggest challenges that not only me, but a lot of players may face at that time.
But again, back to the music part, Bernie, for yourself, you know, as you said, coming up as a kid and as you grow old, as you evolved as a musician and as an athlete, you were able to master both. And that's hard. I mean, right? I mean, maybe bring people behind the scenes, right? To be a pro baseball player or a pro athlete to the level you were, the amount of training involved and the amount of work that goes in is insane. Nevertheless, now you're doing that with music too. I'm sure you were always practicing as a musician as much as you were training as a baseball player.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to be good at something, there's this whole 10,000 rule thing that
I know that I heard about. Yep.
You got to put in the time. There's no shortcuts about it. Cool thing is that it just kind of comes from the same source. I mean, it comes from your mind and your will and your willingness to put in the work. Sometimes it doesn't even matter how much talent you have. So I've seen so many people with great talent that don't feel the need to work as hard because they think that it's been given to them and it just comes naturally. And times than not, those people don't end up fulfilling their full potential with the ability that they got, that God gave them. So I think it's just kind of like a matter of knowing that you have a gift and being, honored enough to work as hard as you can in that gift to make it as big as you can make it in your lifetime. And I was just blessed to have the opportunity to do music and sports. And the music thing has been probably as hard to try to master.
I bet.
And obviously, if you feel like you haven't really mastered anything yet, even if you get really, really good, that will be kind of like one of the things that will keep you growing as a musician and as a baseball player as well.
Well, I would imagine, Bernie, it works hand in hand because everybody, if you mentioned if you want to be great at anything, you continue to work at it. And when you get great at something, you want to get better. I mean, that's what drives people, the motivation to continue to work and work and work, whether you're a professional athlete, musician, whether it be an artist, whether it be an actor, on it, whatever walk of life, whatever you do in life, you want to continue to get better and better at what you do.
Yeah, especially working in a city like this, in a high-profile job like that, you know, being a center fielder for the New York Yankees, you know that there's got to be a ton of people just, you know, gunning for that same job that you have. So I think, you know, the biggest motivation that you will always have would be to be able to stay for a long period of time, longevity, consistency, and the only way that you can do that is by staying healthy and by putting a ton of work on and not really taking anything for granted, thinking that you had already made, but just keep working constantly on your craft, you know, to maintain that level of consistency and excellence through your whole career.
And Bernie, you know, all your success with the New York Yankees, and as everybody knows, you know, in New York City, a very difficult market in regards to the media and how tough the fan base is. And you seem like, I never met you, never had the opportunity to meet you, but I've seen you play all your years. I've seen you on TV enough and talking and whatnot. You seem like a very chill, low-key guy. Was there any times during your baseball career as a Yankee, you know, that the media got to a point where it was like, I need a little break. You know what I mean? Did that ever, like, get on your nerves to a point that you seemed to step away?
No. I mean, I took it as kind of one of the things that I, you know, would do when I was a player. I wouldn't say not to pay attention, but the fact was more not to be concerned too much with what was being talked about, the team or the individual players, myself included, because I knew that at some point, if I get my work done, if I did the things that I was supposed to do on the field, the whole narrative would change, you know, sometimes on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like one day I would feel like I was a hero and I was a king of the city, and maybe a week later I'll think like I've been running out of running me out of town because I was in a slump. So, but as a player, you just got to keep yourself mentally stable and consistent, you know, working hard on your craft and making sure that you put yourself in a position to be successful, no matter what the circumstance is. And, you know, God-given talent, you know, the cream is always going to rise to the top. And if you put the work in, with the kind of team that we had that I was playing in those years, you know, chances were that I was going to be more successful than not.
We're talking to legendary Yankee Bernie Williams, who's joining Taz and Moose here on this Thursday morning. And, Bernie, you're with us. Talk a little baseball and also bring awareness to IPF, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, something your dad suffered from. Tell us a little bit about it and your mission of bringing awareness around the country.
Yes, breathlessipf.com is the website. My dad suffered from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and he passed away in 2001. And I'm teaming up with the Boehringer Ingelheim to raise awareness about this disease through this campaign called Breathless. You know, like I said before, the website breathlessipf.com has a lot of information about this disease. But I can tell you some numbers now. There's about 132,000 people living with IPF in the United States. About 50,000 people get diagnosed every year. It's a terminal disease. It has maybe about a 3 to 5 year sort of average on lifespan once you get diagnosed. The symptoms are kind of similar to a lot of other respiratory ailments, you know, like COPD and asthma and bronchitis and pneumonia. But this has, you know, obviously the peculiarity that you will die from this. So what we want to do is create and raise some awareness about this disease. So if you have any of these symptoms, that we certainly encourage you to visit your physician as soon as you can so you could be referred to lung specialist, pulmonologist, that would determine whether or not you have IPF, and rule it out, because you really don't want this thing on your life. And me, as part of the honoring my dad and paying tribute to his life and how important he was on with me and for me, we're honoring him being sort of the spearhead of this campaign. BreathlessIPF.com is the website.
Well,
thank
it's great.
You so much.
No, you got it, Bernie. It is great work that you're doing.
Yes,
and we'll
sir.
Close out the conversation here. Well, I'll ask you, in the news, Yankees, Manny Machado. Do you think Machado would look good in a Yankee uniform? Do you think he ends up being traded to the Yankees from the Orioles, Bernie?
I think he'll look great in a Yankee uniform. Obviously, we have a player of that caliber being part of that lineup. That is already insane. But, I mean, obviously, it's a decision of the front office to determine what's more important for the team. But there's no doubt about the fact that he will be a great addition to the team. Whether or not they make it a priority to sign him or to get any more pieces, to complement this great team, that definitely have a chance to make it, make a splash and make it really big this year.
Well, Bernie, continued success as a musician. We always love watching you as a player, and great job with the Breathless campaign and bringing awareness to IPF. Thank you for the time this morning.
Thanks so much, Bernie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.